WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
Take care.
So it is so absolutely gorgeous outside. If you're not outside, make sure to get outside because I was driving down from on the L-Wife going west toward Medford from Watertown. And that one stretch before you hit Mass Ave, the flowers, the trees are all, you know, blooming, just the colors, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, it's very pleasant. It's not too hot. It's a little cool, crisp in the air, which, okay, we'll take that. But it's sunny. It was kind of cloudy this morning, so I think they did say it was going to be a nice day, and that was true. That was true. So several things that I want to make sure to touch upon, if only briefly or maybe longer during the show. So we lost a couple of very special souls in the greater world. Harry Belafonte, a marvelous, marvelous human being, a very sweet activist for human rights and civil rights, and also known for his wonderful kind of calypso rhythm and singing and his acting. And the other great was Ahmad Jamal, a jazz pianist. In fact, on the way here, I was listening to one of his compositions. I'll try and see if I can pull something up from either the library, because I didn't have anything that I could put my hands on, but it was just a joy to be hearing his music. I have a memory, and I can't really figure out exactly when it was, quite a few years back, of actually hearing him and meeting him and saying to him, you know, I remember hearing his name as a younger person, and it was this, you know, magical name, and to actually be seeing him and hearing him. But I can't for the life of me figure out where it was. I don't know if it was when I got to the Boston area, possibly, you know, and maybe at Scholars or maybe out at the Newport Jazz Festival. I really can't recall. But anyway, I mean, he was just masterful. And one of the things that they shared in an interview that he was doing, it wasn't so much about whether it was a trio or a quartet. It was more if it was a small ensemble or a larger configuration, which I thought was kind of interesting. But his creativity, he totally revolutionized the way the keyboards were used in the mix, yeah, so I wanted to just mention that. Also, yesterday in Israel, they observed Yom HaZikaron, which is a day of remembrance. So this is the day when they remember all the fallen soldiers and all the people lost to acts of terrorism. And so they do something where the whole country just comes to a standstill stop. They blow siren for about 2 minutes. People have said that when they're driving on the highway, everybody starts to pull off the road. They get out of their cars. I mean, the country really does come to a stop. And unfortunately, there have been so many lost. I don't know exactly what the figure is, but I think it's more than 26,000. And in a small country like Israel, you're talking about somebody out of every neighborhood, out of every family. It's very, and you know, even recently, some terrible terrorist attacks. I've shared a little bit about the family that lost two daughters, and then the mother succumbed also. And you know, for what? Because they're Jews living in the land of Israel. I mean, just horrible. So, and now, of course, there's so much going on with Sudan. I mean, it's heartbreaking to think about these two military people wanting to tear up their country for power. It's a sad thing. And I don't know how we're ever going to get past that kind of insanity. I pray that somehow we will. But so they observe a day of remembrance. And then today is Yom Ha'atzma'ut, the day of Israeli independence. And thank God for that. Out of the fires of the Holocaust came the state of Israel. And it's not perfect. No state is. But boy, for in the Middle East to have a democracy and all the innovations of science and medicine and agriculture, it's just a wonderful thing. So there's always room for improvement, but boy, they give all kinds of rights to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. And I know there's a whole big tug of war now about Netanyahu trying to amend how the Supreme Court works. I don't know enough to really talk about it so much, but people are worried that the democratic flavor of the state is maybe in question. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what the right answer is, but I think as a state in that part of the world, they are head and shoulders above a lot of the other countries. And, you know, they're definitely going to go through growing pains in a 75-year-old country. It's a very young country. So, all right. I think I'll share an important message that we have for you here. It says, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? Repair Manifesto. So, in the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. Did you lose something? Your watermelon?
Or water ball.
Water ball. I don't know. I don't see it, but look around. Maybe I don't know. It's annoying to misplace things. I don't think.
Oh, it's there.
Is it there?
It's fine. It's huge. Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's, so I'm hiding it.
Sorry about that.
Okay, take care. All right. So, anyway, a simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes. Less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. Well, some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair. Websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. I did not know that. That's great. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. True. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's great. Well, I just found some CDs here in the studio. I usually bring my own library, but I found a couple of CDs that actually looked very appealing to me. And this one, it actually has three. And let's see if we can get something on here. All right, so what we want to... Okay, so... okay, that's great. Let's do that. Okay, now last week was a fun drive for WMFO, and I think they probably have stopped it as of Sunday. But I would say that if you would like to see and hear the kind of things that are availed from WMFO at Tufts University, you should definitely consider going to the WMFO.org website and contribute because that helps. We appreciate it. Okay, so let's see here. We'll get this one.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do another Kris Kristofferson song for you. Loving you is easier than anything I'll ever do again. I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the sky. Aching with a feeling and the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning all my world away, you smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. And healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of your eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of your fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, and time we'll have to spend. Loving you is easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. You're not ashamed to be a woman, and you're not afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way you open every door. Dreaming is as easy as believing that it's never gonna end. Loving you is easier than anything I'll ever do again. With a feeling that I've never known before in my time. You're not ashamed to be a woman, and you're not afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way you open every door in my mind. Dreaming is as easy as believing that it's never gonna end. Loving you is easier than anything I'll ever do again. Loving you is easier. loving you is easier than anything I'll ever do again. Thank you very much.
All right. So Jimi the Hendrix. May or may not be, you know, your kind of music, but his artistry on the guitar, what he did with it, it's so beyond this world. It was like he recreated the whole use of the guitar and inspired lots and lots of people to take up the instrument and to take up the electric guitar. And I saw a film recently that had been in the vault for like 30 years, and I'm trying to remember exactly what it was called. I think it's Sky Church or Electric Blues. I can't remember exactly, but it was on GBH, and it was amazing. The video was just unbelievable. He was at the height of his powers, and if you get a chance to see it, if that's something that, you know, would interest you, it's definitely worth it. All right, so we opened up with Willie Nelson. Loving Her was easier than anything I'll ever do again, live at Bukkodan in Tokyo, Japan, 1984. He has such a great voice. All right, I want to share a letter now from, this is Rabbi Dr. Kenneth Brander, President and Rosh HaYeshiva of Or Torah Stone. Dear friends, as I write these words, we are all still reeling from the pain of the loss of Lucy D. and her daughters, Rina and Maya D. Zatzal, and Or Torah Stone alumna. 6 days after Rina and Maya's funeral and 4 days after Lucy's burial, we read Parshat Shemini, which recounted the deaths of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, during the consecration of the Mishkan. The suddenness of their death and the Torah's spare description have left commentators struggling to pinpoint why their lives were taken. I have always understood this narrative to mean that Nadav and Avihu sinned. They must have done something so grievous that they were punished with death. Yet, recent events have led me to identify with the other view, adopted by many of the traditional commentators, that the actions of Nadav and Avihu were not a transgression, but rather an act of sanctity, of dedication to the consecration of the tabernacle, reflecting their tremendous righteousness. Moses said to Aaron, I will be sanctified by those who are near me. Today, 1 day before Israel's Independence Day, that was yesterday, and today is Independence Day, we mark our National Memorial Day to recognize the ultimate sacrifice of over 24,000 soldiers and civilians who have fallen in battle or been murdered in acts of terror. In the footsteps of Aaron, all... Oops, what happened here? Oh, no. My phone is being silly. All have been inspired by the messages coming from Rabbi D and his children, Karen, Tali, and Yehuda. The eulogies at the funerals for Maya and Rina and then for Lucy were filled with calls for unity and solidarity, encouraging us to seek and value the goodness in each and every person. At the Shiva House, it was Rabbi Leo D who provided strength to us and not vice versa. I witnessed a similar scene just a few weeks prior as I joined the family of OTS Midrashit Lendenbaum, Dean Rabbi Ohad Teharlev on Herzl for the 6th yahrzeit of their son Elchai. Rav Ohad and his wife Avital spoke directly to their son and beseeched him and his fallen comrades buried around him to inspire unity and harmony amongst our shattered nation, just as they, who surely had different religious and political views, lay together peacefully in their eternal resting place. The words of Moshe, I will be sanctified by those who are near me, are the focus of Yom HaZikaron. We look to the young and the not so young, those who lost a promising future. They have offered their lives in consecration of Medina Israel, the house of God in this world. Oh, my goodness, now I've lost it again. Oh, my goodness, what is wrong with this silly phone of mine? Ugh. Oh, there it is. Okay. Uh-huh. Every community, every classroom, every synagogue contains mourning families. The likes... of our own, irrespective of their religious observance or political outlook. They are the holiest mothers, fathers, spouses, brothers, sisters, and children who stand dumb in a silence of acceptance. They recognize the price they have paid for securing the future of our people, not only in Israel, but for Jews throughout the world. Every community, every classroom, every synagogue contains mourning families, the likes of Aaron. Irrespective of their religious observance or political outlook, they are the holiest mothers, fathers. All right, so I already read that. Let's see. Like Aaron, their silence is filled with sadness for their loved ones, who will forever be sorely missed. Yet their silence is also filled with pride for their loved ones, who have helped guarantee the spiritual and physical redemption of our people. As we gaze upon the Israeli flag this Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzma'ut, let us keep in mind the searing words of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Quote, "The clothes of the Jew acquire a certain sanctity when spattered with the blood of a martyr. How much more is this so of the blue and white flag, which has been immersed in the blood of thousands of young Jews? It has a spark of sanctity that flows from devotion and self-sacrifice. We are all enjoined to honor the flag and treat it with respect." Quote from Rabbi Soloveitchik from Five Addresses on Israel. There are many ways to honor the flag, to serve this country in the IDF or national service, to pay respect to the fallen, and to shower our care and support upon their loved ones. But it is not only through death and grieving that we play our part in this redemptive project. As Israel celebrates 75, I celebrate the privilege to simply be living in this country where every facet of life carries with it an undertone of sanctity. Here in Israel, the mundane gives birth to the messianic, temporal life, chaye sha'ah, and eternal values, chaye olam, are interwoven into a single tapestry. Mergers and acquisitions produce economic capital that fuel the largest Batei Midrash for men and women around the world. High school students who will eventually go to some of the best universities in the country prepare to serve in the finest IDF units. I could never have imagined that my wife and I, children of survivors, would have children of our own who would have worn and will wear the priestly vestments of IDF green, and that we live in spiritual and physical walking distance, where one day soon, Bezrat Hashem, we will be able to don the biblical priestly vestments of white and blue. This is the picture of Israel at 75. We are grieving, but we dare not lose sight of the redemption on the horizon and what we are collectively building. In Israel, modern statecraft and the prayer for the messianic age are one. Its attainment is only possible through unity and cooperation. We pray on the 75th anniversary of national mourning and celebration that this will be the last year of bloodshed and weeping, and that our tears of sorrow should turn to those of laughter and joy. Chag Atzmut Sameach, Rabbi Kenneth Brander. What an absolutely wonderful letter to have shared. Okay, so go now to some music from the wonderful Andy Statman here at WMFO Medford.
I got the blues. yes, I got the blues. I got the blues so bad in Tel Aviv.
What was it you wanted? Tell me again so I know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then. What was it you wanted? You can tell me I'm back. We can start it all over. Get it back on the track. You got my attention. Go ahead, speak. What was it you wanted? When you were kissing my cheek. Was there somebody looking when you give me that kiss? Someone there in the shadows, someone that I might have missed. Is it something you needed? Something I don't understand. What was it you wanted? Do I have it here in my hand? Whatever you wanted slipped out of my mind. Would you remind me again if you'd be so kind? Has the record been breaking? Did the needle just skip? Is there somebody waiting? Was there a slip of the lip? What was it you wanted? I ain't keeping score. Are you the same person that was here before? Is it something important? Maybe not. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, I forgot. Thank you.
Teres v'hamun ol chayoy lomim Habinu v'habroch ol chayoy lomim Hagay v'hakul ol chayoy lomim Hadeya v'hadibur ol chayoy lomim Hay da da ya ya hay da da Hay da da ya ya hay da da Ein la da, 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 Ahoy v'ahoy, odor l'chai yoy lomim, havad v'avosi kus l'chai yoy lomim. Hazib hazoi har l'chai yoy lomim Hachayil v'achoy sen l'chai yoy lomim Hay da da ya ya hay da da ya May la da ya ya hay la do Hay la da ya hay la da ya hay la da Hay la da may ya hay la da ya Atechas v'hatoi har l'chai yoy lomim Hayikud v'hayiro l'chai yoy lomim Hakesar v'hatov void l'chai yoy lomim Halakach v'halibuv l'chai yoy lomim
Okay, clearly there was an issue. I don't know if it was with the deck or if it's with the CD, but that's too bad. All right, that was Mayor Simcha Rivkin, Ahoaderas, from the Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul. We heard Bob Dylan before that. What was it you wanted? From his Omer CCD. Laser Lloyd before that, Blues in Tel Aviv, from his My Own Blues CD. And then I think that brings us up to where we are. I'm very sorry that that CD wasn't playing properly because it's one of my favorite, well, it's a good CD anyway. But the deck has been behaving, so I don't know if it's just the deck got hot. Anyway, let me share a little bit about Yom HaAtzma'ut. Israel's Independence Day is celebrated on the fifth day of the month of Iyar, which we're in, which is the Hebrew date of the formal establishment of the State of Israel, when members of the Provisional Government read and signed a Declaration of Independence in Tel Aviv. The original date corresponded to May 14, 1948. Most of the Jewish communities in the Western world have incorporated this modern holiday into their calendars, but some North American Jewish communities hold the public celebrations on a following Sunday in order to attract more participation. And the State of Israel is a formal holiday, so almost everyone has the day off. So, in fact, there is an event that's sponsored by a couple of different organizations and synagogues over at Maimonides, which I will be heading over to right after I do the broadcast. So, let's see.
אל תעצור אותי עכשיו מצאתי צדק יש בו אור אליו אני רוצה ללכת דרכו רוצה לחזור בוא נבנה כאן בית בוא ניתן לילדים לצחוק לפעמים אני חוששת שוויתרת ושאתה מפליא גם מוגר
שוויתרת
שכאב מאוד לפעמים אתה יוצא אל המיופסת כדי לתפוס קצת קור ואז אני איתך כועסת שלא תשכח לחזור אז
הם חולפים דרכי ברחוב.